Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. I'm your host, John M. Singletary Sr. Listen, I got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, a.k.a. LJ. That's my co-pilot, man. Not only in this podcasting game, but in this amazing adventure that we call life. And this week, he is chilling on spring break. So, you know, we're going to rest and kick back and find some fun stuff to do and get to spend some extended time together. So I think both of us have so far been enjoying it and looking forward to it. And today, I want to talk about a topic that probably should be extended into a full form podcast. But leadership and vulnerability. A good friend of mine posted on his Facebook, and this has been circulating for many years, but it said, just because I carry it well does not mean that it's not heavy. And I think sometimes vulnerability like that is very important in leadership. But I'll even go so far as to say that type of vulnerability is still, I don't want to say humble brag, but you're still pointing to your ability to do a thing. You're just talking about the difficulty. But what about real vulnerability in leadership? When you're willing to admit, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. Or I know a little bit about it, but I know that there are people in my circle, on my team, in my organization that are far better and I need help. And I think that kind of vulnerability goes a long way. And, you know, when I had my opportunities to be sitting on the perch of leadership at the top of the hill, I think the first thing I recognized was that this is going to be more of a duty of empowering people, engaging people, setting people up to be leaders more than it's going to be this big party about, oh, I've got all the power. I think I'm thankful and I'm grateful that I was called in during a time when it was a transition period and there were things that still needed to be created and things that needed to be repaired and things that needed to be reimagined, because that allowed me to be vulnerable with my teams and to let them know I can't do it all. I can't do most of it. I can do my piece, but I need y'all just as much as you feel like you need me. I think that vulnerability helps us in our leadership. It helps us in relationships, because I know I struggle with that in interpersonal relationships, but it helps us all to be vulnerable. I can't do it all, and I need you.